Job, chapter 9. Then Job answered and said, "Of a truth I know that it is so. But how can common man be just with God? If he is pleased to contend with him, he can't answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart, and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him, and prospered? Him who removes the mountains, and they do not know it. When he overturns them in his anger, who shakes the earth out of its place, and its pillars tremble? Who commands the sun, and it does not rise, and seals up the stars? Who alone stretches out the heavens, and treads on the waves of the sea? Who makes the Bear, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the chambers of the south? Who does great things past finding out? Yes, marvelous things without number. Look, he goes by me, and I don't see him. He passes on also, but I don't perceive him. Look, he seizes the prey, who can hinder him? Who will say to him, 'What are you doing?' God will not withdraw his anger. The helpers of Rahab stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him? Whom, though I were righteous, yet I would not answer. I would plead for mercy to my judge. If I had called, and he had answered me, yet I would not believe that he listened to my voice. For he breaks me with a tempest, and multiplies my wounds without cause. He will not allow me to take my breath, but fills me with bitterness. If we speak of strength, look, he is mighty. And if of justice, who, he says, will summon me? Though I be righteous, my own mouth will condemn me. Though I be perfect, it will prove me perverse. I am perfect, I do not regard my soul. I despise my life. It is all one, therefore I say, he destroys the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge slays suddenly, he will mock at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of its judges. If it is not he, then who is it? Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away, they see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that swoops on the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will put off my sad countenance, and be of good cheer. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that you will not hold me innocent. I will be condemned. Why then do I labor in vain? If I wash myself with snow, and clean my hands with lye, yet you will plunge me in the pit, and my own clothes will be disgusted with me. For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, that we should come together in judgment. If only there were an umpire between us, that might lay his hand on us both. Then he would take his rod away from me, and his terror would not make me afraid. Then I would speak and not fear him, for I am not so in myself.